This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Overnight, a story broke from UNLV. And I have watched zero. You know, I marked these in my Phil Steele book of the games I watch. I've watched zero UNLV. They're off to a 3-0 start. Their quarterback, Matthew Sluka, he had posted that he is no longer going to be at UNLV. He left the program in his social media post. Sluka had written that, I've decided to utilize my redshirt year. He's not going to be playing any more additional games. Says, I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. Lima brought this up during About Last Night because this is 12:36 a.m. Eastern time. I saw the story when I woke up this morning. Lima and I got into the beginnings of a knockdown dragout because Lima said he quit on his teammates. And I go, this is a job. He quit a job. And it's very funny to me that a place like UNLV all of a sudden couldn't pony up the money for players. If you look into college sports history, Carl Reed Jr. I'm glad I saw this during the break. Carl Reed Jr., 24/7 Sports from CBS. They run the 24/7 Sports Network. He put out all financial commitments for UNLV quarterback Matthew Sluka were completely met. But after wins against KU and Houston, Sluka's family hired an agent and they collectively feel his market value has increased, per source.
Well, the story
is... Gotta honor your contract, sir.
Listen, the deal is, everybody is going to use this story to either confirm what they already either love about the new rules in the NCAA or what they hate about them, right?
Uh-huh.
So I told you that I think the crappy part of this is, and you know, let's operate under the impression.
You and I started getting nasty with each other.
Let's go with, because we don't know if that's been verified. Let's go with the fact that he's telling the truth. Okay, which we don't know if he is. Let's operate thinking that this quarterback did not get what UNLV said they were going to get him.
Never came through with the money.
Never came through.
Okay.
So you're right. I do agree with you that, A, that would be on the school, and if they're not honoring their part of the contract, yeah, he has absolutely every right to leave. I also think he's quitting on his teammates. I think that...
Oh, so you think both of these things can be true?
I do. I mean, I think...
Oh, wow. We're doing sports talk radio now, aren't we?
And the question is his responsibility to himself or to something that he also committed to? And the question going forward is, are we going to be okay with all these players just worrying about themselves, or are we still going to be under the... old impression of like 1980s, the Buckeye quarterback dreamt of playing at Ohio State, and then he got that scholarship, and it mattered to him. And then he reported to camp, and he eventually got onto the team, and eventually had to wait a few years, and then was a quarterback for the team he cherished, and the program that maybe his uncle went to, and his grandfather went to. Should we just all admit that that's not NCAA football anymore?
Go watch
You have
Rudy.
No relationship to anybody but yourself.
Go watch Rudy, because you know what? It never was that. It never was that. It never, ever was that. It was just dirty and greasy and under the table. And honestly, we loved it. We loved hearing these stories. Be honest with yourselves. Did you or did you not love watching things like Pony Excess and the Marcus Dupree stuff and hearing about Eric Dickerson's gold transit? People love that stuff. They eat that stuff up because their team's willing to do what other teams aren't. We're willing to pay. We're willing to do that. Some of those stories are great, and you and I have been privy to some of those stories, and I lap it up.
Maurice Claret.
I lap it up guys, like an old Labrador retriever.
I know Buckeye fans didn't want to believe it at the time, but as somebody who covered that team and saw the Woody Hayes Athletic Center and saw the cars in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, I did not think for one moment that Maurice Claret was lying when he said, yeah, I had a guy that could get me this. I had a guy that could get me this. It was all taken care of.
Yeah.
School had plausible deniability. And it wasn't just Maurice Claret. You're at Ohio State. But we're talking about UNLV here. And we're talking about a quarterback that barely throws the football. He's not that great. This guy is not that good. He played at Holy Cross. He was a transfer. He's completing 46% of his passes.
Okay.
They're 3-0. Hasn't been murderer's row, but it's a great start for UNLV. Man, if it's just about the money for this guy, how can you coach any of these teams ever again?
Well,
how can you coach college football?
You can go to the pros or you can go to high school football, even though there's probably no room in the inn anymore at the pros. There's only so many jobs.
Right. How can you coach college football and think you ever have a team, the nuclear team?
Well, for
right?
Barry, I think it's Barry Odom who's the coach, right? Yeah, he used to be the old Mizzou coach. For Barry Odom, then you really got to stick it to him and go win with the backup. Because if he was just doing barely better than backup, then you shouldn't have that much issue with beating some of those teams. Except, you know, Houston isn't necessarily Houston. Houston sucks. And shouldn't say that when they're getting ready to play my team coming up here. But Houston's not a very good football program right now. They just got a new coach. And Kansas is kind of on their ass because Jalen Daniels got hurt. So there's problems there. But ultimately, not to get too in the woods, I'm not going back. Like, college football was never that way.
You don't think it was for 95% of the guys in college football?
Not at that level.
Really?
No.
You think, what percentage did you think guys were getting actual paid? Forget about cool stuff here and there.
Oh, well, that depends on what you think is.
Come on. We had Jonathan Wells in here. And he said his clothing collection was insanity.
It doesn't matter. Money's different.
He wasn't getting money.
He was getting something. He was getting something. That's still an impermissible benefit that he was talking about.
Of course, they were always getting their college degree, their free housing, their free food.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Get their free food and free housing and their college degree. That's all possible, too. Now they can just give them money. And a lot of us are just uncomfortable with giving college football players money because we believed in this theory that wasn't even true because we wanted to believe it. And maybe that sucks, but we're saying college football isn't college football anymore. Nope, they still kick off at noon, and the ratings are as high as they've ever been and continue to climb.
Let's focus on this kid. There were no other ways. If it's true and you believe him that they did not honor the commitment, there was no other way. He couldn't go to the head coach. He couldn't go on social media and say, hey, here is what I was owed, or here is where they are not meeting their requirements. Instead, he just abandons his football team. He abandons his teammates. The guys that I'm sure he's a captain. Most quarterbacks around college football are a captain. Did they elect him as a captain? How do they
feel? Some are leaders.
Right. I mean, so... I just that part rubs me the wrong way. It just does. And yeah, I sound like I'm in a different era of college football. But this is UNLV. This isn't Ohio State. This isn't Georgia.
I'm on the record. I agree with what Mike Gundy said before the season started, going, don't you have your agents call me anymore. We're done. The negotiation period is over. You play for this football team. We're not doing contract negotiations anymore. Like, he let that cat out of the bag long ago. Where this is not NIL, we'll put you on a billboard. No, we're just going to give you money through some back channel collective. We'll give you money for it. And so if he's not honoring his commitments here, like, hey, you signed on the line, which is dotted here, buddy. Like, that's on you. And if you think that you can go out and get something better, okay. Well, maybe he ends up being a cautionary tale. Maybe he ends up being the precursor to something that's going to happen for a very long time. I don't know. But this is on him. It sucks what he did, because if he was not getting what he was promised.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. But that's what I originally thought. If what Carl Reed Jr. here puts out there is true, then you got to fill your commitments, sir. These are your commitments.
Well, and that's the next step. The NCAA has got to figure this out. To
the
where
NCAA,
or whoever's running this, it's going to be somebody else if it's not the NCAA. There has to come a point where the contracts mean something and are legitimate contracts. In the NFL, if you sign a free agency deal, unless you're Hassan Reddick, if you sign a free agency deal, there's an understanding from the team, the league, and the player. This is what's asked. These are the incentives. This is the contract. You can't break the contract.
If I was UNLV, can I sue him? Can I sue him to recoup anything? Is there any possibility to that whatsoever? Probably would hurt with recruiting,
right.
But you can't think that the idea hasn't crossed your mind. This is spicy stuff, man.
This was always going to happen, though, right?
That
like
is,
this in this new frontier?
Yeah, it's just, I cannot believe he would. Again, if he were never paid, if they were like, hey, we're going to give you this, this, and this, and he didn't get it, I think he has every right. This is a job. These are coworkers. They have hold-ins in the NFL. They used to have holdouts until that became a problem. They still have holdouts in some ways. It's a job in so many ways. But if he isn't going to honor his commitments, like, your negotiation period is done. You've signed your deal, sir. You've agreed to whatever agreements that they have, and those services have been rendered.
Well, I've
and
asked
those,
you this.
Those bills have been paid.
Kenny, what's the layoff now? It's not as much as it was, but let's say Ohio State, for instance, and Will Howard, who we know is getting seven figures. If Will Howard looks great all year, looks like he is the Heisman Trophy winner, let's take this to a crazy place. His contract or whatever he agreed to with the boosters, the foundation club or whatever it's called. Okay,
he's going to hold him up for more money.
What if they're the one seed and he says, you want to see me in the playoff? I need you to double it. I need another $1 million. Like, you see how there are problems with this arrangement.
Andy here on Twitter. Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Let me add an extra part to this. He goes, probably no NFL future. Might as well maximize every dollar he can.
He's not an NFL
going to
player.
Start seeing more of this. He's not an NFL player, because my first thought is Will Howard an NFL player? Well, as you started saying that,
yeah,
I read that.
I don't think so.
If Will Howard's not an NFL player, I don't want to put such an idea in his mind like you
he's
did
Ohio
with
State,
Justin
he'll get,
Tucker.
He'd get drafted. Like, he'll get a late round, but he grade wise, he doesn't have anything higher than like a fifth round grade. I don't think.
That's why I'm asking. So it would probably be more lucrative to him to play college football than it would to be in the NFL right now. I mean, I don't know the taxes and everything, but there you go. But this is just so. People say it's ugly, and some of it is, obviously. He does let down his teammates if he's doing this. That's a completely different complexion. I need to see the absolute truth on this. Because if he was never paid, then this is a job, and he has every right to walk away from it. Or they can come back to him and give him what he needs, what he is owed, I should say, what he is owed before they play Fresno State on Saturday. Because I don't know if that was official. He can just say whatever he wants to on the internet as part of a negotiation tactic. People argue. People negotiate through the media constantly. But if he agreed to this, according to this report, and that all those NIL commitments have been satisfied, no. You do owe it then to your employer. That's part of the contract employer pact. Quinn asked, Ken, you never deserved a raise? Hey, I waited. I didn't just stop showing up to the radio station.
You waited
because I felt I needed more. Hey, I believe in loyalty.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I don't care about Milwaukee. I care about the people here in Cleveland. I believe in loyalty. What do you mean by I waited too long? What you talking about?
Yeah. and let them take advantage of you.
Well, I don't have an agent. It's just this guy. You take too much. What do you do over there talking? I turned down Milwaukee.
You can still redshirt the rest of the show.
You imagine,
you want me to walk out of here?
Ken, to do that last segment and to do Mitch, please?
I think Keith would physically come in here and make my mouth move. He would grab me by my mouth. It'd be like Jigsaw. He would make me move my mouth to say words.
I'm in for it. Let's do it.
Nah, I don't want to.
It's great visual.
Too much. I mean, I love it too much. I love the people too much.
Can't not Milwaukee. Not those people.
No, I don't love
those
people.
Not for three times the salary.
You've got all that Major League to watch over the next week.
Which was filmed in
Milwaukee.
Oddly enough, Milwaukee. Isn't that incredible?
Bring it all back.
How the show just buttons itself up there at the end. Isn't it great?